back in the holiday season here and talk more movies, and I hope you come back because I love talking to you. RogerEbert.com, RogerEbert.com, and Nell's own site where she rates movies based on family usage, MovieMom.com, MovieMom.com. Nell Minow, I love having you. Thanks a lot, Nell.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right. Hey, Doug's coming up next from the Racine Theater Guild. We're going to talk about Murder on the Orient Express. Straight ahead here. It's 8 o'clock on the Noggin at WRJN. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Immigration, abortion, and the economy were front and center at last night's presidential debate on ABC.
Donald Trump left us the worst unemployment since the Great Depression.
She doesn't have a plan. She copied Biden's plan, and it's like four sentences, like run, spot, run.
Vice President Harris baited former President Donald Trump on his relationship with foreign leaders.
They can manipulate you with flattery and favors.
Putin endorsed her last week, said, I hope she wins. And I think he meant it, because what he's gotten away with is absolutely incredible. It wouldn't have happened with me.
CBS's John Dickerson's debate takeaway.
The presidency is a job of quick action, but it's also a job of restraint and temperament. And you need to be able to control your emotions. And on things that were very small, he seemed to react emotionally.
Former Trump advisor Stephen Miller.
All night long, President Trump kept going back to two issues, immigration and the economy. So if you're watching at home, what do you see all night? You see him talking about issues that you and your family care about.
Both campaigns paused today for 9/11 observances. 23 years later, an estimated 40,000 have been diagnosed with 9/11-related cancer. Andrew Hasbro heads the Firefighters Association.
We live with this every day. Every week or so, we're hearing about another 9/11 fatality. 9/11 is all year for us. It's not just one day a year.
A Category 1 Francine is swirling off the coast of Louisiana, and forecasters say it could power up to a Category 2 hurricane with 110-mile-an-hour winds before it makes landfall later today. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Houma.
Those in low-lying areas have been ordered to evacuate by Paris governments.
Man, I just don't want to stay down here. Just what could happen?
The governor of Louisiana is urging people to shelter in place until after the hurricane has passed.
We would ask that you stay in your homes.
We know we're going to get some water, so I just want to protect what I have.
Raging wildfires still burning out of control in California, south of L.A. The airport fire has literally exploded in size. This woman in Trabuco Canyon is watching and waiting.
It's getting a little scarier now. We are trying to, as homeowners, just stay relaxed and calm.
Federal investigators are looking into two planes that collided on the ground at the airport in Atlanta. Stephen Shelton was on the Delta jet that hit and damaged the tail of a regional carrier.
The whole plane vibrated. You know how when you hit a really deep pothole and the whole, like your whole vehicle kind of like bounces? It was basically that.
The impact knocked the tail off the smaller plane. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 22-year-old Racine woman has been charged with buying the gun used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha. Kalia Patterson allegedly bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who's charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He's currently the subject of a massive search. The state Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday about the legality of Racine's mobile voting van used in 2022. It had been previously declared illegal by a Racine judge. The court's decision will determine the future use of mobile voting sites in Wisconsin elections. A diver looking at a shipwreck never came back up off the shore of Pleasant Prairie yesterday. Search efforts stopped last night and resumed this morning. The man was 6 miles offshore in waters more than 100 feet deep. The Coast Guard and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department are working together in the search effort. August home sales in the region dropped to Great Recession-era levels. That's according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. It was a 3% year-over-year decline across the 7-county area. In Kenosha County, there was an 8% drop. In Racine County, 3%. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. Coach Matt LaFleur said they are getting Willis ready for Indianapolis on Sunday.
You got to play to your player's strengths. So that's our job, to try to come up with whatever we come up with in order to put him in a position to be successful.
It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Try to be good. I call home once a week. I FaceTime my mom's forehead every Sunday. Last time we FaceTimed, my mom saw how long my hair is getting, and this is a quote. She went, "Petey, sweetie, you look like Johnny Damon from that movie, Good Luck Hunting." That's a lot of mistakes to cram into one sentence. From a woman living in Boston. I didn't know what to say. I just went, "Well, how do you like them bananas?" And I just moved on. I do call my mom every Sunday, except this week she called me on a Monday, which was a nightmare. We had just spoken on Sunday. Anyone else have a parent in their 80s you call on a designated day, and then they break the routine? Isn't that terrifying? I was at work, I saw the phone lighting up, it said, "Mom," I immediately go to worst case. I'm like, who fell, who died, or worse, she just wants to chat. Like, which is...
Right, we talked movies for the last hour. Now we're talking live theater, the Racine Theater Guild. This is spectacular. I mean, I grew up in New York City going to Broadway shows. This is so much, it is so much better. It's so more intimate. And every show's a winner. Doug Instant is here. He's the managing director and also director of the current show, yeah. Murder on the Orient Express. It's about 103 shows you directed there already.
Yeah, been busy.
Is it tough directing people? I mean, I never directed. I mean, I was program director here for, 20 some odd years, and directing people on the air is a lot different. You just tell them what not to do and let them do what they got to do. Is it tough directing people because you got to tell them where to stand, how to act, how to respond to somebody else on the show, how to, talk. Is it tough doing that?
Well, sometimes, but sometimes not. Sometimes it's just a lot of fun. As I say, sometimes my job is, something I would volunteer to do, and then sometimes it's work. So it depends on the show and the time. Murder on the Orient Express has been both for me. It's been fun working with the actors, but it's a big tech show. So there's a lot of moving pieces and a lot of parts and lots of lights and sound and props and trains coming in and out and around. So that part's work. It's fun to sit in the green room with the actors and talk about the script and, play around with the acting part of it, but we're getting to the final stages here. You caught me during tech week, so I'm tired, but...
Crabby?
No. No.
Tired and crabby?
I was crabby last night. The morning brings new possibilities and new hope, and I am constantly amazed. We have a volunteer crew, You know, they don't get paid. And these people work so hard and do such an amazing job. I've got eight people. I think there's 10 altogether, depending on the scene shift. You know, one train is going out. The other train's coming in. It's spinning around. Props are coming in. Dead bodies are going this way. You know, sound cue, light cue. It's amazing to me that I am surrounded with such talented people that work for free. So I'm very lucky.
Do you have your own, like, troop of people that you work with on a regular basis there? I know, like, Bob Benson, he's in a lot of the shows.
Yeah.
And I recognize some of the faces.
Yeah, we got a combination of new people and people that have been around for a while, so especially in this show. We've got a couple people that are performing with us for the first time, a couple people that are performing with me for the first time. They may have done a show at the Theater Guild, but not with me. We've got volunteer crews, again, some of them brand new, and some of them been around for 40 years. So it's a great combination of people.
I got to say, the first production, First Date, loved it. Loved that show. It was funny, and it was kind of sad, and a lot of people can relate to it.
Yeah, and a little bit more naughty than what we've done in the past at the Theater Guild with some of the language and subject matter. Yeah. But, yeah, it was fun, and had a good theme to it, and the music was catchy, and that was a lot of fun. So that was very different. You had seven people in that show, and they played multiple roles, and they were on stage all the time with one set. Very different than Murder on the Orient Express, where you've got multiple locations and trains coming in and out.
Well, this is a big production.
It's a big production.
Yeah, the other one was once. And by the way, kudos to these set designers you have there. They have very limited space. You have a theater that's in a horseshoe, which is, you have no curtain, so there's no blackouts where you can put the curtain down and lift it up again, and everything's got to be done in front of the audience. And whatever they use in the background, they build something, whether it be a house, a front door thing, or a living room, or it's spectacular. Kudos to you. They're just spectacular. They never disappoint.
Yeah, thank you. I hope people will have the same impression when they see this massive train coming in and around. And I think people will. It's a big show for the Theater Guild. And I think a lot of people come to this type of show for the spectacular, the technical elements. Like you said before, people may know the story or remember the story. That's kind of fun because it's like revisiting an old friend. I remember that when I was a kid, or, you know, I saw the movie, you know, 20 years ago. So, you know, they have some familiarity with it. But when you see it on stage with the costumes and the lights and all the set pieces, I think that's where people are really going to be amazed.
You know, when we saw, Alfred Hitchcock, Dial M for Murder, everybody knows the ending. Excuse me. Most people know the ending. They've seen the movie a million times. I saw it in 3D. It was spectacular in 3D. Everybody's seen it, but it didn't matter because it was so spectacular to watch these actors. The guy who played the police chief and the guy who played the killer, just spectacular. They were all good, but those were two standouts. And I don't know how you put an accent on, like a British accent, for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, people can do it for a few minutes, maybe one or two sentences, but to do it for an hour and a half or 2 hours, that's a lot of work.
Well, in this show, we have Scottish, Hungarian, French, and Belgian. Not French, Belgian. They always say, he's not French, he's Belgian.
It's Hercule. Hercule Poirot.
There you go.
I've seen that. We watch all the Agatha Christie movies, and he always corrects people in the movie because Hercules is here. No, it's Hercule. Yep. He always has to correct them. Hercule Poirot.
And I am a detective.
Yeah, I know. And he's always on vacation. He never wants to get involved in anything. He's sucked into this mystery while he's on vacation in all the film. I mentioned on the air, we saw Rear Window in the movies the other day with Jimmy Stewart. They showed up Marcus. And when I was talking to Brett Hoppen from Marcus on the Air, I mentioned the ending, and my wife said, "You just told the ending to everybody." And Brett said, "It's been out 70 years. If you haven't seen it yet, too bad. We're telling you the ending after 70 years." We all know the endings to these plays, but they're done so well, it doesn't matter. It's like Columbo.
Mm-hmm. We all know who the killer is.
Yeah, they tell you in the first 10 minutes who the killer is, how they did it, why they did it. And for the next 2 hours, it's a cat and mouse game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these Agatha Christie movie plays on. Now, a lot of times, you don't know because everybody's got a motive.
Mm.
There's not one person who doesn't have a motive in these plays. So how many people are in this thing?
11.
Whoa, that's a lot of people. I always wondered with stage plays, I could never do it. I tried in high school once and they went next. They didn't want me in it. So I was the stage manager for 4 years. But if you blow a line, you take a chance that the person opposite you doesn't know their cue now. Mm-hmm. That's a real pro when you could pick up after somebody says the wrong line and you could just continue on. Because your line is dependent on what they just said.
Right.
And if they said the wrong line, your line doesn't make any sense.
Well,
that's tough.
And Edson, who plays Perot, is amazing. I mean, it's dialogue, page after page, monologue after monologue after monologue with all of these clues. And it is a huge amount. I think all the cast combined probably doesn't, you know, add up to what he has had to learn in this show. So it is quite amazing. But it is hard when someone doesn't throw in their cue line that he has to go, okay, what monologue is this? This is...
I could never do that.
Yeah, he's doing an amazing job. I think people will be very impressed with his interpretation.
I can't even read this stuff correctly on the radio without making mistakes. All the stuff in front of me here. Doug Incenis is here. Whoa, I just hit a button here that shouldn't have been hit. I don't know what I just did here, but... Whoa. Oh, hold on. I think I got it. All right, whoa. See? One little thing goes out, and I can't handle it.
Yeah, that's right.
I fall apart.
Doug, yeah, you broke character. You told everybody you're supposed to keep that quiet. Just start singing something and cover for yourself until you...
I couldn't cover. I couldn't hit anything. The screen went blank. What am I supposed to do with a hum and a hum and a hum like Ralph Crampton?
Sing something from Wicked or something.
That's another thing I can't do. I can't sing a note. I'm learning to play. My wife's giving me piano lessons now, so I learned a few. I learned Where Is Love from Oliver. Yeah. I can play that on the piano. I just learned the theme from Jaws. It's not just two notes. There's more notes in it than that.
But if you sang, you would be banned from radio? Is that one of those things that they would cut you off?
I can't sing. I mean, I even sound bad to myself. Doug is here from the Racine Theater Guild talking about the newest production, Murder on the Orient Express. We'll get the dates for you. We'll tell you how you get tickets. It's all coming up in just a moment here at WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers Hispanic Heritage Day, presented by Aurora Healthcare, returns on September 22nd. Be there for a celebration of Hispanic culture and get a special Brewers t-shirt when you purchase a Community Night ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Summer is winding down, so make sure you hit the pause button and stop in for a sweet treat. Mouthwatering cobbler topped with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Doug Incenis is here from the Racine Theater Guild, managing director and director of the latest production, Murder on the Orient Express. When's opening night?
Friday night. Ooh. This week. It runs for 3 weekends.
Now, you don't watch every performance as director. Do you watch the first one?
Yes. I'm normally in the booth for the first one just to calm my nerves. I made a mistake one time early in my career by watching opening night in the middle of the house with my family, and something went wrong, and I got up and yelled, and so from then on, I have never watched opening night in the auditorium, so I'm usually behind a closed booth somewhere where people can't hear or see me.
So what happens is, once you get opening night done, you figure everything else is going to be fine because they know what they're doing, right?
Well, yeah, I'm at most of the performances, but but I don't normally watch all of them. I'm in my office working, or I'm in the lobby or in the box office dealing with other issues. But I'm normally there to troubleshoot and make sure that the show is up and running. I do try to take a night off here and there, and I've got some volunteers that cover for me during that time. But most of the performances, I'm.
Do you have a monitor in your office watching?
I do. I have a TV.
And, I know it.
Yeah.
I just guessing.
And it's funny because you have that playing and you're on your computer doing emails or something. And it's like if you're a parent and all of a sudden your kid cries in a room full of other kids, you could just hear that something's wrong. And all of a sudden there's a pause or there's something that happens where it's not supposed to be there. It's like, what was that? What's going on? And so, you know, and you go running into the booth. What's going on? Oh, somebody did this or somebody did that. Oh, because it's just weird. You know, you'll be talking to somebody and all of a sudden your gut tells you, run into the booth now.
I couldn't deal with the stress.
Well, I tell you, live radio, when you're talking about seconds, is I think this is more stressful than my job.
But I can make a mistake and nobody cares. You make a mistake on stage and people are paying a lot of money to sit there and watch a show.
Yeah, but we rehearse it a lot. And so I'm fairly confident that it's going to go well.
Good
now,
for you.
In live theater, something happens, you know, something might break or, you know, somebody forgets a line. But these people have worked hard and they've practiced and they've practiced and they've practiced. And I'm fairly confident in them.
I got to ask you something before I forget here. Cabaret, what a spectacular production last season. There was a big season closer, Cabaret. So I'm watching it on Turner Classic Movies a couple of nights ago. And I didn't know this. I never saw the movie before.
Oh, which movie are we?
Cabaret.
Yeah, we're talking about Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli,
yeah.
Michael York, and Joel Grey. I didn't know this, but Ben Mankiewicz is saying at the beginning of the movie, all the songs are cut out of the movie with the exception of the ones that are on stage at Kit Kat Club. He took all the songs out of the movie. Did you know that?
I didn't, actually. So he made it realistic.
Right.
In that sense, that if you're just going to do the performance numbers, it's just going to be during the performance.
Whatever on the Kit Kat stage.
That's why he moved some of them around, some of the songs he put on stage.
Because there are a lot of good songs that don't take place at the Kit Kat Club, and he took them out of the musical. I didn't see that. So I recorded the movie. I DVR'd it. And when I heard that, I shut it off. Because then I'm not watching Cabaret.
Yeah.
I'm watching the movie. Remember it was based on I Am a Camera or something like that? Was that the movie it was based on?
I don't think that's the name of it, but you're right, it is.
It's based on something.
It's a different story.
Yeah.
About his time in Germany.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's your production much better. You've left all the songs. How do you make a musical and take the music out of it? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so Murder on the Orient Express begins September 13th, this Friday, runs through the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
You get tickets. I got an extra ticket yesterday, and I went down there, or 2 days ago, and a nice lady was at the box office, elderly lady, and I hate to say elderly because I'm probably the same age as her, And she, very nice. I had to buy that extra ticket. Very pleasant, and got my ticket.
I hope she's not listening to the radio.
What she said was, why are your tickets, the season tickets, yellow? Why is this one orange? And that was bothering her. Why the ticket she just printed out was an orange ticket, and she said, why is that yellow? I don't think it matters.
We ran out of cardstock. We're a nonprofit organization, so we used last year's colors or something. I'm sure that's what it was.
Did I ever tell you, you do a 50-50 raffle sometimes during the show, and I won it three times.
Don't tell people that either. Like, they'll be mad at you.
Well, and the last time I gave the ticket to someone next to me, I said, here, just raise your hand. I'll split the money with you. Because I didn't want to do it a third time. Because generally when you have season tickets, it's the same people in the theater with you every time.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm going to a show and Jim Smith won't be sitting in the first row with his wife, Joyce.
Yeah.
Because we have the same season tickets.
Oh, you do.
And we have, And it'll be the first time he's not there. It's kind of sad.
It is sad. Jim and Joyce have been huge supporters of the Theater Guild for a long time. Joyce has been on our board. Just a wonderful couple, wonderful community leaders. Jim will be missed.
We're going to talk about some of the other shows coming up. Murder on the Orient Express. By the way, before we move on to that, give me a synopsis of the show. I've seen the movie, but give a synopsis of the show for people that don't know much about it.
Well, we have... I think I can remember a little bit. The play takes place. It starts off in Istanbul, where Perot is on his way. He needs to travel, and he gets a ticket on the Orient Express from his friend, Monsieur Bouc. And on the trip, we have somebody that dies, and then he has to try to figure it out. Now, there's all these crazy people that are involved in the show. We have, Mary Dehem, who is a British woman. We have Hector McQueen, who is a kind of a strange, awkward American. We have Princess Dragomirov, who is Russian. Greta, who is Swedish. We've got Helen Hubbard, who is an American. And Colonel Arbuthnot, who is Scottish. So you've got all these really unique individuals that are part of this world, and somebody has murdered somebody on the train, and they're all interviewed and they're all questioned by Perot, and we find out at the end, obviously, who the murderer is, and then we go on from there. And in this train, it's very crazy because, you know, like we have this train car and it's supposed to have three sleeping compartments, except for like eight people have to jam themselves into one sleeping compartment. Now, in a movie, you can do that. On stage, it's very difficult to jam that many people in that type of space at the Racine Theater Guild. So this play has a lot of technical challenges where we go rather quickly from the sleeping cars to the dining room to hallways to radio rooms. It moves really relatively quickly. And I was talking to the crew last night and how important their role is in keeping this play moving, because if the scene changes take forever, it just, you know, slows everything down. And I've got 8 to 10 people that are going crazy, running back and forth, making sure those trains are running on schedule.
You know, the only other movie I remember where people were jamming into a sleeping berth was Some Like It Hot. Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis trying to get all the girls in the little sleeping berth, the whole band in there. Mm-hmm. And I think they also did it in the Marx Brothers movies. They jammed everybody into one of those sleeping berths in that film. And the Three Stooges did it. So I can't wait to see it on stage. Take a quick break. When we come back, you have a whole full schedule of shows. And this is just the beginning. This is the first regular season show. The other one was what's called a bonus show.
Limited run show. Yeah.
This is the first one of the season. And the new fall season, you think they only have them on TV? No, they got them at the Racine Theater Guild, too. You've got some lineup here, including one that's going to be a Hallmark movie this year. Is it a Hallmark movie or a regular movie in the theater? Minnow said the best Christmas pageant ever.
Yeah, I don't know if that...
I got to look that up.
I think it's in the movie theater, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you can see it at the Racine Theater Guild first. I'd rather see it on stage. Doug Incenis is here. He is the managing director of the Racine Theater Guild. A national, national treasure, a local treasure in Racine. Hang in there. It's 8:30 at WRJN. How about news now from Civic Media? Let's see what's going on in the world this morning.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. Nearly 3,000 people died after terrorists hijacked 4 passenger planes and crashed them. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate.
On substance, on style, on so many different aspects. Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. August home sales in the region were down to levels not seen since the Great Recession. That's the recap from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors and their latest numbers. The entire 7-county region saw a 3% drop in year-to-year sales. Ozaukee County was the anomaly, seeing a 7% increase in that time period. It was an over 8% decline in Kenosha County, a 3% drop in Racine County. Despite the dip, the total sales for the first 8 months of 2024 were up over last year's total. The realtors say increased interest rates played a role in the decline, but the lack of attractive listings was the main cause. A diver looking at a shipwreck never came back up off the shore of Pleasant Prairie yesterday. Search efforts stopped last night and resumed this morning. The man was 6 miles offshore in waters more than 100 feet deep. The Coast Guard and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department are working together in the search effort. The governor has been involved in fixing the Racine County water dispute. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Governor Tony Evers' office has been actively involved in mediating the conflict between the city of Racine and the village of Mount Pleasant. Last week, the city of Racine moved ahead with connecting additional water service to the village and the Microsoft site. Racine Mayor Corey Mason tells the Journal Sentinel that he still wants to rework the original deal that included thousands of promised Foxconn jobs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Try not to get frustrated. Every day, I try to just be more and more patient. I try to do something fun every day. That's what I try to do. I have some ideas that are fun, but I don't think I'll ever do them because they're not realistic. Like, for example, it's a dream of mine to one day find out where an anger management class meets and let the air out of their tires. Just to check on their progress and see how they're doing. Wouldn't that be awesome just to see them run out and just get, remember what you learned? Hey, what did we learn? Getting angry is not going to put air back in the tire, Eric. Breathe slowly. It should sound like air leaking out of a tire, actually. It's kind of convenient.
W-R-J-N. Doug Ensenis is here. We're talking about the Racine Theater Guild and their new season, which officially starts with Murder on the Orient Express. Doesn't matter if you know the ending. We all know he's going to find the killer. He always does. You know, Columbo, in all the, 9 seasons or 10 seasons Columbo was on, you know there was one episode where he didn't get the killer?
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Want me to tell you what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. It was the one with Janet Leigh, and she killed her husband because he wouldn't finance. She played an aging movie star, musical star, and he wouldn't finance one of his shows. One of her shows, right. He wouldn't finance the show. And she killed him. Columbo knew she killed him. But the problem was she had Alzheimer's. She had dementia. And she couldn't remember. And she was dying. So her dance partner said, I did it. And Columbo says, we're going to break your story. Obviously, your confession is not going to hold up because you didn't do it. He said, by the time you do that, she won't be here anymore. And Columbo left.
Oh, sweet. For such a murderer.
Yeah. So Columbo left and he never got her. She got away with murder. That's the only episode where she got away with it. But that doesn't happen with Agatha Christie.
No.
They always find out who the murderer was, and everybody on that train has a motive.
Yep.
Everybody's got a motive. Okay, let's talk about some of the other shows coming up. In October, we've got Little Women. Yep. What a classic, huh?
It's a wonderful story. You know, people have loved this book and this show for decades and decades and decades. My family, this is my favorite book. Oh, I love these stories. Oh, I know these people. Oh, I love the movies. You know, so I hope people will come see the play. Now, it's a little bit different than, some of the other movies that they've seen, but it's very theatricalized, a lot of fun, all your favorite characters. So people will not be disappointed if they come see Little Women.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
Yeah,
that's January.
I directed that, 25 years ago. It is a wonderful story. If you've ever been a young person going to your grandparents' house, you will love this. It's heartwarming. It's silly. It's meaningful. It's truthful. This young man is he goes to see both sets of grandparents and he has to tell them that he's taking a job out of town. So now the grandparents have to set him up with somebody to keep him to stay. And it's heartwarming, charming. And we did it, I think, wrong, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, something like that. So I think people, it goes back to your thing. You may remember it and know the ending, but you'll want to see it again.
You know, my grandmother lived in Brooklyn, so we had to go down Shore Parkway. We didn't go through any woods. Okay, now I skipped over the Christmas show by accident. The best Christmas pageant ever, talking to Mel Minow, the movie mom, before. She said it's a movie coming out.
Yeah.
And so, did you know that?
I had heard that. I didn't know when the release date was going to be, but...
So that's the Christmas show, yeah. December 13th through the 22nd. What's that about?
Oh, it's a charming story about these awful kids called the Herdmans, and they're bullies, and they pick on people in the town, and they find out that they're doing a Christmas pageant, and there's free food there. So they decide that they want to be part of that, and so they bully their way in to be part of the Christmas pageant. And in that... we learn about them and how their life is like that. And the town, gets to understand maybe why these kids are so bad. And they learn to accept and love and you learn about the Christmas story, and it changes everybody about the meaning of community and life and love and friendship and being understanding to people. And it's a great family thing and a lot of silly songs about these awful children and, it's very heartwarming and very silly. And I think people, it's a good one to see around the holidays with your family.
And we get out of order here, but the show after that's Over the River and Through the Woods in January. Then you've got in February, Cassius Clay.
Yeah.
It's the And in This Corner. Now, there was a movie, and I have it at home on DVD. It was called A.K.A. Cassius Clay, because that's Muhammad Ali's real name, Cassius Clay.
Right.
And he even starred in a star. He had an appearance in a movie called Requiem for a Heavyweight. And he was the opening person beating up Anthony Quinn. And he was Cassius Clay then.
Oh,
and after that, you couldn't call him Cassius Clay anymore. It was Muhammad Ali. So this show is what? His early career?
Yeah. When he starts off as a kid in the gym and his transformation from, a talented kid to, Cassius Clay. It doesn't get into Muhammad Ali in his later years, but it goes up to the Olympics and his life, his family. Very interesting story and very inspirational story for everybody to hear about how a young person can overcome unbelievable obstacles and become the
champ.
Well, the champ, yeah, and make history and have everybody know your name from a kid who nobody cares about to somebody that, is carrying the Olympic torch. I mean, wow, that's wonderful. So I think it's a very inspirational one. We'll be doing that also for kids. We'll be busing kids in from local schools, but it's a story that everybody should see.
Two Cassius Clay stories for you here.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but for some reason, when Cassius Clay beat up Sonny Liston, we went out to the car to listen to it on the radio. Why would he listen to the radio in the house? I don't know, but my brother's friends and I and my dad, we went into the car and we turned on the radio, and it was the first time I ever heard a boxing match before. And why we had to listen to it in the car, I don't know. Maybe my mother didn't want it on in the house. I don't know. But we listened to it, and That's when he was screaming, I am the greatest. I am the one after he beat up Sonny Liston and got the title. The other one is my cousin James Rosen, who used to work for Fox, and he was in Washington, D.C. It was at night, and he sees this old man kind of trying to cross the street. It's Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
And he takes him by the arm. He says, champ, let me help you cross the street. And he helps Muhammad Ali across the street. He says, you need me to help you to the hotel? He goes, no, I'm good. He said, are you sure? Because I don't mind walking with you. And he goes, no, I'm good. He had to take him. He couldn't cross the street. It was sad. That was in his later days when the Parkinson's got, you know, got a hold of him. Cassius Clay, February 21st. They're going to celebrate the early life of Cassius Clay through March 2nd. Then we've got Always a Bridesmaid. I'm just going to guess and say it's a comedy.
It is. It is. It's something we tried to do a number of years ago, and then COVID happened and shut us down. So it's the traditional comedy about what goes wrong at weddings and always a bridesmaid and a lot of stories. And we get to see these crazy women and, you know, at the height thing. I think everybody's been to a wedding that has gone bad or has got stories to tell. So, you know, if you just want to have a good laugh, you know, this is not... you know, Little Women as far as fine writing and Pulitzer Prize winning stuff. But it is a good laugh. It's a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to that.
And then the big finale. You always have a big musical, a big Broadway musical in the finale. Last year was Cabaret. This year, it's Totally Blonde, based on the Reese Witherspoon movie, which wasn't a musical. And then they became a Broadway musical, played at the Palace Theater for a long time. And you've got it. This is the musical, Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde, yeah. It's a story, you know, just like the movie, where this girl follows a boy to, just happens to be able to get into law school. So, and she's a non-traditional student, and she turns it upside down, and we learn about her and what's important to life and how she turns this stuffy law school on its ear, and a lot of great songs, a lot of silliness, a lot of fun.
A lot of pink.
A lot of pink. A lot of pink. And so, yeah, we're excited about that. You know, it's been released to community theaters now, so we're excited to bring it to the Racine Theater Guild.
What do you think about the current crop of Broadway musicals? Now, I watched the Tony Awards. A lot of revivals. I don't see a lot of original stuff coming out anymore.
Yeah, I have this thing, you and I probably disagree with it. I don't watch award shows because I am fundamentally against trying to pick best actor, best show, best music, best this, best that. You know, I live in a world where it's hard to do what we do. And to try to tell somebody that they're better than someone else, I don't watch Academy Awards either.
You and George C. Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's all for marketing and for that, but, you know... how do you pick? These Broadway stars are fabulous. They all are. And they can sing and they can dance. And then to say one person's better than another. So I think it's hard. You know, we're constantly looking for musicals to do at the Theater Guild. And, you know, finding new ones. You know, there's a reason why Oklahoma has been around forever. It's a good musical. Cabaret, good musical. It's been around for a
Hello,
long
Dolly.
Time. Hello, Dolly. You know, these are classics that...
Oliver, yeah.
Oliver, you know, you can... Annie, you know, all of these. So we're constantly looking for new challenges at the Theater Guild to...
I'll tell you why I watch the Tonys. I don't watch it to see who wins. I want to see the shows they put on there.
Yeah.
Because they always put a nice scene on from each one of the shows.
Yeah, right. And I agree with
it
that.
It gives me a sample of... I remember I saw Shucked. Mm. That was... it's not on Broadway anymore.
Yeah.
But it looked good.
Yeah, it did look fun.
Yeah, it looked like a fun show. It didn't last long on Broadway.
Yeah.
And I go to this Broadway website to look at the numbers. It's like box office numbers. They tell you... how much money they made and how many percentage of tickets they sold for the week. And I know Hamilton is just a constant 101%. Yeah. You say, how can they sell a 101%? That's standing room.
Yeah.
1% of the people aren't going to sit. I saw the, I think Disney ran it, the film, the stage musical. That was awful.
Mm.
It was all this rap music in there. There was an occasional song I liked, but for the most part, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say this to you now, do you want to bring a Hamilton to the Theater Guild? You can't do it now, obviously, because it's still running.
I think Hamilton is amazing.
You do?
It goes back to the my point, how do you compare Hamilton with Little Mermaid or Oklahoma?
Well, and maybe it was just watching a filmed stage production on my little screen. That could be it. Because when you see a musical in any play in the theater, it's a different experience than watching it on a small screen.
Well, I was amazed because I'm not a big rap fan. And my family forced me to go see it. They love it. They know all the words. And
they kidnapped you.
They did. And when I went, again, I didn't understand a lot of the words because it's fast and it's rap. But the staging, the vocals, they had two turntables that are working in unison, the choreography.
Well, see, that's it. You got to see it in person.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is just every second was blocked and orchestrated, you know, with a handoff of a pen or a table. And I just went, wow. You know, I'm not often jealous saying, well, I could never do that. But I looked at it and said, I could never do that. And I'm pretty confident in my directing ability. And I looked at that and went, I wouldn't even know how to approach that. So to answer your question, it would be hard for us to do because it's hard. It's so hard. Those people are, it's more than just rap. It's embodying the characters. It's telling the story.
Oh, I would love to see it if I saw it on stage. Yeah. I'd love to see it because I saw it on a little screen, and it's tough to judge a stage musical like that.
It's the power of that. It's like watching Les Mis on the tiny screen. You don't feel the barricade when they're all waving the flags and they're singing on Les Mis. So I think live theater it's hard to film.
I saw that on Broadway, Les Mis. I cried.
Yeah.
And I was with somebody, and I'm not crying because of my eye. It was sad when he, at the ending there, when he's,
oh, of course,
when
yeah.
the ghosts and, you
yeah,
know, and
yeah.
it was, it was
people
sad.
That we love and
yeah. And the theater, they actually,
oh, we give away the end again. What's the matter with you?
they actually had old timber beams decorating the theater. So you felt like you were in the barricade when you're in this Broadway show theater. I love the Theater Guild. I've been getting season tickets for decades. I love it. I never miss a show there. And if you want to get tickets to any one of these shows, I said, you got the flex plans too.
We do, yeah.
Why don't you talk about what that is?
Yeah. You can buy a regular season ticket, which gives you the same seat to see a show, or you can buy what's called a flex pass, which allows you to mix and match and make up your own season ticket. You can use them all for one show, or you can spread them out through the season. And this year, we've also opened it up to our comedy shows, to our concert series shows, things like that. So it's not just the Theater Guild main stage, but we've opened it up to many other things that we do at the Theater Guild. So it's a good way to get a discount. And then you're not locked into seeing, you know, all eight shows. You can use your eight tickets to bring everybody to Best Christmas Pageant or something like that. Gives you a lot of flexibility.
Yeah. Great theater, too. Great. Every seat's a winner. Thank you very much, Doug. Doug Incidence, our good friends at the Racine Theater Guild. It's a gem. You got to go on Northwestern Avenue and go see that theater. 87th season.
Yeah, it is. We're old.
It's older than me.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything was older than me. Thank you, Doug, very much. And thanks to all the people, Jocelyn Fish, who helps out a lot of here. And we have tickets to give away, by the way, to Murder on the Orient Express tomorrow morning and Friday morning. You can win a pair of tickets to go see it right at the Racine Theater Guild. Thank you, Doug. Hey, more coming up here. It's 848 WRGN, local news, timeless hits.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Aiming for the second of a holiday, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what you.
I'll just take your glasses.
John Fred and the Playboy Band, Judy in Disguise, 854 WRG. I'm looking for sunshine today with a high near 79. Partly cloudy, low 64 tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 80. Right now it's clear. Is it clear or is it cloudy outside? Is it still...
I think Mother Nature's trying to make up her mind. It's not all that cloudy. There's a few out there, right. But it's still absolutely gorgeous.
Partly cloudy, partly sunny. And 67 degrees right here at Radio Park. Is this dreamy or nightmarish to you? Brock's Candy giving people the opportunity to book an elaborate candy corn-themed hotel suite this fall. It's either in Pennsylvania or Illinois. You have your choice. If you stay at one, you'll get a year's supply of candy corn. Now, I happen to like candy corn. A lot of people don't. It's very sugary. I can't eat too much of it. But I like it. So to me, that's dreamy. It's not a nightmare. I'm thinking of doing my house in candy corn.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to get candy corn wallpaper in my house. Yeah, I'm going to do that. All right.
I got pictures of that, though.
Candy corn?
Yeah, you are actually in a big pile of candy corn.
Here's CCR, Who'll Stop the Rain.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly hate us, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop.
Good show today. Nell Minow, the movie mob, Doug Incidents from the Racine Theater Guild. Tomorrow we have tickets to give away to Murder on the Orient Express at the Racine Theater Guild. You can win a pair of tickets tomorrow. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Cindy's coming up next. And don't forget, today's 9/11. Take a few moments to remember all the people whose lives were lost that day and the first responders who gave up their lives for people they'd never met before. Let's remember them. 9/11 today, okay? 858 WRJN.